You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
It's time for Toronto's Top Line. This is Overdrive.
Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
It's Mail It In Friday.
Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Yeah, whatever.
You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
It's Mail It In Friday with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Well, I started a new venture today. You guys can commence the chirping.
What is it?
I committed to a marathon.
I'm going to tell you a story about...
Why would you do that?
Why not? It's only a 10K-er.
Well, then that's not a marathon, then. That's a jog.
10K?
That doesn't count.
10K?
That doesn't count, man.
That's not even a half marathon.
Guys do that hungover on Christmas Day.
Thanks a lot for the support. Everything I do, you think's a joke.
Well, Dan, you're like, I commit. A marathon is 26 miles. And I'll tell you a story about a friend of the show, Tyson Nash, who thought he would run a marathon without training for it. He collapsed, and they had to help him. They were putting sugar packets in his mouth because he cramped up 17 miles in. He sprinted for like the first, 12 miles, he said.
That's the problem. You become a hero out of the gate, you're in big, big trouble.
He said it was the most embarrassing thing.
Well, trust
thing
me, I'm as worried
through.
About this 10K as I am 26 miles.
Well,
I complete the 10K.
Well, I think you will, but you'll walk it.
What's the timeline?
I don't know. You can't give me a timeline.
Okay, I'll get behind that. I'll support you. I think that's a great thing to do. I can't say I've ever done one.
Your first response was, why would you do something like that?
I ran 8K this morning.
It's called challenging yourself.
Right, but Noodles, you run every single day, so
yes.
You're not normal.
I run 5 miles a day, 4 to 5 miles, depending on my time frame.
My response was because when you said marathon, I'm thinking you're flying to New York or Boston.
Yeah, he's going to do the Boston Marathon.
26 miles, that takes you 3 or 4 hours. That is a massive commitment. You really have to train for that.
I have to train for this, too.
I would say you probably do, yeah.
There's a site called Couch to 10K, and I got to get on it.
So what made you decide to do that?
At my gym, everybody's got a board, like that stupid chalkboard that's here in our studio.
Yeah, when did that become a thing?
I don't know. Well, apparently it's for the morning guys, because the times are...
Why do they need that? Like, why don't they just get a lineup?
How about a piece of paper?
Yeah, Naylor and Landsberg, all of a sudden they decided that they have like a chalkboard in the studio.
I don't mind it. I guess it's if
dumb.
You look up instead of looking down.
But it... All
but
it
anyway,
does is,
there's a chalkboard
whatever.
Like that in my gym where everybody that works out there writes their goals down.
But
and a lot of it is the 10K, the Sporting Life 10K.
But why did you feel like you needed to write something down?
Because my name's the only one that's not on it.
But there's a reason why. You're just getting back into feeling good about things.
But it's just something to look forward to, right?
Okay, I support you 100%. I've got your back.
The
See
only
that?
Reason
that's a friend.
No, the only reason I was skeptical again was
this
because
this guy says guys do it hungover on Christmas
well,
Day.
Well, it's not 26 miles. That's the thing. You
the 10K takes you what? An hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah, depending on probably 50 minutes, 48 minutes.
Right. I know people that do it after a big night. Like but they run
they'll
a
sweat
lot,
it
right?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, they get out there, they sweat it out. It's 45 minutes, it's for a good cause. The reason why my skepticism kicked into high gear was because you said marathon.
Yes.
Like marathon, and you would react the same way if I
That's
said I was
called,
running a
marathon. That's what it's called, the Sporting Life 10K.
Well, it's misleading. It's not a marathon. A marathon is 26 miles.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm never doing that ever.
No, I don't know why anyone would. I did that Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
I still hate it. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. I've never been more miserable in my life.
You still get aggravated by the guy with jean shorts on.
Who blew past me. This guy was like Mo Farah. He had jean shorts. He had like a flannel shirt. He had bad shoes. Like a ponytail.
Yeah, but he was...
I don't understand this message I get from Tessa Bonham. She says, you can do it. It'll take you a week. Does that mean it'll take me a week to finish the 10K or a week to train?
I'd say the former.
No.
A week to train?
It's not going to take you a week to train. You got to train longer than that, don't you think?
I got to start next week.
Like you just said, the website is Couch to 10K.
When is the competition?
Pull up what the website says for Couch to 10K, the directions.
Sporting Life, I think, is in the spring. I think it's
Mother's Day or something.
Yeah, it's around. It's in April or May.
My mom will be at the finish line. Mark my words.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Should I get involved in this? Do you want a partner?
Do you want to get involved?
I could get involved. I got to start doing something. Dude, I had another epiphany today.
Yes.
I went and I bought...
What, you looked at that thing you bought with the clothes hanging on it?
I have the elliptical in the basement. I plugged it in for the first time in about 2 months.
Did it start?
2 days ago. I was riding it for 10 minutes and I bailed.
Really?
I couldn't do it. I got no willpower. I don't know what it is. But I went out today and I bought like some salt for the road and for the driveway and all that.
Right.
And getting that bag to my car felt like a 12-round heavyweight fight.
Like you were doing one of those fireman competitions?
Yeah, like my body is still burning because of it. It was such a pathetic display. If there was video, it would have done a million hits on YouTube already.
Well,
check out Couch to 10K, what the instructions are.
Okay.
I think first and foremost is get off the couch and go for a walk, and then it starts getting a walk into a trot, and then that
couch
would be my
10K.
Guess.
Is this only in
scroll
Toronto,
down,
or is this like an
down.
International thing?
Oh, it's like a Bible.
So you signed
for
up for this
like
thing?
Us.
You signed up for you're, a,
I,
you're
I,
on
I
the
told
board.
The guy at the gym I'm committed to it.
Wow. Now is okay. This in between like your
they're saying
snowboarding
it's 12
sessions?
Weeks. They're saying 3 months.
That sounds about right.
A 3 month training routine
for
10K?
Come on.
What are you coming out of a coma?
Encino Man.
Hey, the thing is you don't want to have an episode.
Well, I know.
That's the thing. You have to take this seriously.
What's the first one? What's the first?
Okay, week one, day one, run 1 minute, walk 2 minutes, and do that 8 times.
Yeah, 8 on. And
day two, you know. 1 minute, walk 2 minutes, do that 6 times. So that's week one. Week 12, on the third day of week 12 is when you run the event. Day one of training, because it's 3 weeks, 3 days per week, I guess. That's what they suggest. Run 40 minutes straight on day one. Day two, run 30 minutes straight. And then by the time the event is ready to rock on day three of that week of training, you can get through the 10K.
But I think you can get ahead of that. Like, you can start off with 2 minutes on.
But don't do that, because he just took a bag of salt from his car and almost dropped. Like, that's the thing. Stick to the rules, because there's a reason why.
You're right.
You get heroic, and your body pays for it. That's the truth.
Well, a lot of people are pointing out it's all downhill, which is true.
Because, that is music to my ears,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, because Yonge Street, like, naturally makes its way down towards the lake. It's not that significant, but I'm sure you could probably feel it, right, a little bit if you're running downhill. Alan tweeting in saying, on the bright side, O-Dog, I'm part of the medical team of the Sporting Life 10K, and I will have your back.
There you go.
So, Alan, he'll be looking out for you.
Thanks, Alan. More support than I get in this room, other than noodles.
Well, I gave you some support. Yeah. I just want you to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Like, I never ran once. I ran in junior, and then when I retired, I just took up running. I enjoyed it. I'm not a fast runner. I don't claim to be. Like, I'm not one of those guys who runs 6 minute miles.
Why don't we all do it?
Well, he can do it in his sleep. Like, he trains naturally. But I'll do it with you if you give me some time to train.
I'm not.
You know when the date is, so that's what you.
You just mentioned Tessa. She can run.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Tessa could do it hungover. Tessa could be out till 4 a.m, sleep for an hour and a half, and just.
And run 10 miles and not even think twice about it.
Not even think twice about it.
There was like a story. I think she was raced a guy in this summer and was running like 4.5 or 5 minute miles. Like, it was ridiculous.
That really bothers me when people are just naturally good runners and they enjoy running.
My
I
buddy
hate
Lyler
running.
Can drink 100 beers, wake up, and run 20 miles. He's a freak.
Yeah.
Robin Regeer's like that.
I drink
until 6 o'clock in the morning. He's at the gym at 7:30.
Well, it makes them feel better, right? I was the same way. My buddy Flans, we were in, I think we were in Chicago for my bachelor party, and he put on a show on the
and
first
he worked
night.
Out every day?
The next morning, we all come out of our slumber, and he's walking through the hall. He had gone for a run. He's like, I had to go for a run. I'm like, you went to bed 4 hours ago. And he went for like a 45-minute run to feel better.
Just to get a lather on.
Like, I need to sleep to feel better. This guy goes out and exercises.
And you need
to feel
a grilled
better.
Cheese with bacon on it,
yeah,
and fries.
A Caesar.
Right.
Anyway. Strudwick's like that too, our buddy Struddy.
Well, shout out to natural athletes that can pull that kind of stuff off.
I can't. I just enjoy running mentally and physically. It helps a little bit, but I'm not by any means a runner. I'm not built that way. I just enjoy it. That's my workout for the
day. Okay.
Nice little lather.
I got a poll question up on Mail It In Friday because I'm sure everyone's aware of this. Tiger Woods was scheduled to play in the next two tournaments, and Tiger's pulled out of the Genesis Open and the Honda Open. We had those prop bets we got to earlier in the week. Yeah. I told you, you could have made a fortune off him pulling out of a tournament in 2017.
Right.
An absolute fortune.
I could tell by the way he was walking around in Dubai, it's game over.
He is toast. But here's the poll question, based on something we were talking about yesterday as well. If you had to bet on one of these athletes returning to glory in their respective sports, who would you put your money on? Tiger Woods, Johnny Manziel, or Ronda Rousey?
Ooh.
You have to put money on one of them, getting back to the top of the mountain in terms of what was expected of them.
Honestly, just because I would go with Manziel.
I would go with Woods out of those three. I don't think Ronda Rousey's ever going to fight again, and I don't think Manziel can even play to begin with, and I don't think anybody's taking a shot on him.
See, I think I'd go Ronda.
I don't think Ronda's stepping back in.
No, she just got dummied twice. No thanks.
But you're saying that $15 million could maybe...
That's what I'm saying. I think something could entice her to get back in, right? And then can she get in, throw a couple of competitors into an armbar, and maybe win a belt or get back to a point where it's like, okay, she's back to being a rising star and you really want to see her fight. Tiger, I am done with Tiger. I got no faith in Tiger.
It's sad that none of us even looked at Tiger. That's sad.
He did. He said Tiger. But think about...
That's a sad list.
It's a really sad list. Because Manziel, I mean...
You want to see him in a Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
I want to see him in an Argos uniform.
I don't know if that's happening.
I don't think it will, but...
Rousey could be, but I said Manziel, at least I think he can still physically do it. I think Rousey doesn't want to mentally, and I think Tiger can't physically.
Mm-hmm.
So Manziel is why I chose him, because I don't like the guy.
But he's the youngest guy. He is, 26?
Yeah.
Maybe someone takes a flyer on him.
CFL, I don't know if that's the top of the game, but he could play in the CFL.
Well, and here's another thing about Manziel, even though I'm making the argument for you. He's not out of the game because of an injury. He's out because of self-inflicted stupidity.
Right.
Because he couldn't help himself, and he loved the party, and he acted like an idiot. He was out of control. If he can get his life back on track, then he might get an opportunity somewhere. Tiger, if he's this banged up, and I think there's a psychological hurdle with Tiger because I don't think he wants to play if he's going to be an average or below average player. So I think the back will always be a convenient, hey, I'm out, I'm not playing, man, bad back. Because he's not shooting 77 and he's gone.
Yeah.
If he shot a 67, I believe he would be teeing off on the Friday in Dubai. I think he would fight through the pain if the pain was there. Ronda Rousey, it's all psychological with her. She's been crushed twice, and no one really thinks she's going to get back into the octagon. So, anyway, we'll track that poll throughout the afternoon. As of this current moment, Ronda Rousey with 45% of the vote, almost 1,500 people voting. Some breaking news on Charles Oakley. According to Michael Kay on ESPN Radio in New York, voice of the Yankees, Oakley has been banned from Madison Square Garden for life. Oakley is banned for life from MSG.
So he can't go watch Springsteen play.
By all accounts, big fight, big concert, Rangers game. Like, this isn't just the Knicks. This is any single event. Wow. He is banned for life. So this James Dolan character.
Well, he also fired the head of security, which is, it's one or the other.
But why would the head of security?
Well, when I first heard about the security, I'm thinking now he's trying to make up with Charles Oakley, and it was the security guys that didn't follow instructions properly. And then now, Charles Oakley is never allowed in there again.
And Dolan is speaking right now.
Yeah, he's on the Michael Kay Show on ESPN in New York, and Here's a couple of quotes.
Well, we're going to play that later on. We got to hear what this man has to say. The whole thing.
We will. Just relax. We want
sound. It's Friday. We're playing the whole thing.
Just chill out over there.
What?
Go do some sit-ups or push-ups or something. Start training for your 10K. Zero.
We're playing that whole interview.
I read the quotes? No. Let me read a couple quotes, okay?
We're still playing the whole thing.
Dolan, Charles has got a problem. People need to understand that. He has a problem with anger, end quote. So this guy is doubling down also on the I hope he gets help routine. This guy is so delusional. Dolan is, like, he's got no self-awareness that every Knick fan hates him with a passion.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue down this path that Oakley's the big problem here. And Dolan said, quote, I think he's somewhat in denial. Charles never should have made it to his seats, and that's on us. You can't do what he did and stay. So maybe that's his explanation for why the security had to go.
I want
to
hear what he did, though. That's the thing.
I'll bet you Dolan told security he's not allowed in the building. So don't let him in.
Right.
And
but, I mean, Oakley shows up and chirps him.
Well.
Like, that's I don't believe Charles Oakley is innocent in this. I think he shouldn't have been. You don't treat people like that. But something had to have been said or a gesture or something. But you don't buy seats right near the owner and expect like nothing's going to happen if you've already had altercations,
especially with the history between the two parties. But
like
how
close was he to the owner? Like four rows away.
He was almost from like me to you.
That building seats 20,000. If he's on the other side of the building, does he get the chicken wing? Does that all happen?
I guess he does now.
He does now for sure.
He tries to sneak in again for a Springsteen concert, and Charles Oakley.
He's going to have to put Bobby Valentine. That's what we're going to see the next time. He's going to have a mustache and a beard on.
Well, you guys continue this convo. I might go to this website. This guy's offering to help me. TroyAdamsRunning.com. He's a running coach, and he's going to support me.
Well, what's he going to do? Like, how do you coach people when it comes to running?
You don't care anyway. You just prepare your own way.
What is this, a heavyweight fight?
He's got a Segway. You're going to be riding a Segway. Are you going to? I could see you.
Yeah, I'm going to Paul Blart on a marathon.
Have you ever seen those marathon people that get busted where they start
and
they
get out
jump
of a cab.
On the subway in a cab?
They're my favorite stories. They're always my favorite stories.
That's going to be
If I catch you cheating, dude.
Paul Blarting it?
Imagine that.
He's got shoes that have those wheels on the bottom.
Because like it kids. Is downhill.
Yeah, like the kids.
Oh, it's just cruising down Young Street.
The marathon.
Well, all right, then let Troy maybe hook you up. But I don't know how you help people when it comes to running.
You don't, man. You got to hit the pavement.
Well, you have to. And running's hard on the body, too.
It is.
Like, it's hard on your knees.
And the thing is, I don't think you can train for it on the treadmill. You got to get your ass outside. You can't run on that treadmill.
No, you can't. You can't. There's so many stupid tweets coming in about so many different things.
Well, we were...
Like what?
Well, some guy, I guess. I don't know why he sent this, but Grit Grinder. Just says Grit Grinder, and some guy's sweeping the sidewalk. I don't know why it's a big deal, but apparently Josh thought it was really funny and had to send us the video.
Well,
did you see the video of the cheerleader at UCLA last night?
Did she take
the Medano. She got Medano. She does the header.
But the guy doesn't have to be a hero and sprint off with her and then fall on top of her. He slipped on, looked like a blue bag he stepped on.
Well, that was the worst part because, you know, he was going like Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. And he thought that was the moment she was finally going to realize he was the love of her life. Like, you know, it was a hero move thinking this is it.
100%.
I'm going to get her into the back. I'm going to run her in there like the bodyguard. And he just eats it.
And falls on top of her.
Like body slams her.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, we will tweet it out on the Overdrive account. I'll tweet it out at HayesTSN. This poor girl. Like falling from the pyramid, that comes with the territory. You know that if you sign up as a cheerleader.
Yeah.
That.
Doesn't make it any easier. That was tough.
Absolutely not. I feel for her, but it's kind of one of those things where you know it's possible.
Yes.
Right? If you're going to be a cheerleader
and
get thrown.
Hazards of the job.
Hazards of the job. Just like you guys. You can get hit from behind. You know what's going to happen. You can take a puck to the face or whatever. Right. It can't happen. But the other guy picking her up and running her out, no one signed up for that.
Yeah, it's the greatest analogy. The Costner. Like he's
complete bodyguard.
He's got Whitney Houston in his arms and. This guy just bites it, though.
We have some audio, I guess. The play-by-play guy at UCLA somehow spotted everything. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Watching the left side of your screen there.
So she goes down and lands.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yikes.
And they rushed her off the floor pretty quickly.
Carry her off.
You see the gentleman running off the floor.
And he trips.
And they both. Oh, boy.
Safety first.
Oh, my goodness.
We have our favorite one from Sam.
Yes, let's hear Sam.
See the eyes open. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I can't believe we just saw that.
That's the Modano one. That will always.
Yeah, that's my favorite clip we've ever played. That's Sam Rosen calling the Mike Modano gurney drop at the Garden.
So I was at the All-Star game, ran into Modano in the lobby of the hotel, had a stop and chat with him. He looks great. Like he said, all he does is work out and golf every day. But I said, we got to have you back on the show. I said, you're one of our favorites. And he goes, the stretcher story? That's what he said. The stretcher story? I'm like, yeah, well, you know, we don't want to push it, but every 6 months, let's bring you back on. He laughed. He goes, anytime.
He was okay with it.
Oh, he was fine with it.
Well, we asked him last time he was on, right?
Yeah.
You had to ask him. What was that like?
You have to ask him every time he's on.
Yeah. We'll tweet that out, too. So the UCLA cheerleading blunder and Modano getting dropped off the stretcher on his way out of the Garden.
And that was after a vicious elbow from Messier.
Mm-hmm. We got to get into the Leaf game last night. Yeah. Leafs losing 2-1 in overtime. They're back in action tomorrow. Future headlines coming up at 6:30. Alex Anthopoulos on the show just after 6. Almost a year anniversary since the Jose Bautista scrum. We're going to look back on that with Alex.
Yeah.
Like, how did you respond? And do you think he'll potentially do it again in a few days?
I'm mailing in that segment.
You're not interested?
I am, but I like hearing you and him have a combo.
Oh, really?
Okay. Like, that's why I'm a fan of the show.
He wants a lot of sound, and he wants to mail in that
segment. We're playing the whole Dolan interview, because we got to hear this guy, right?
We can find bits and pieces. He's in studio for like an hour.
I love you, because you would rather just stupid talk about marathons and garbage, and you will not play precious audio.
Precious
audio. All right,
this guy's the top storyline in all of sports right now. We got to hear it.
We'll play James Dolan.
The whole thing.
We'll play some audio. We'll get to some 10-second or
like
less
it's not
clips.
Like it's like Steph really grit grinded on this routine today. Rays at 5 and double A at 6. We got lots of time.
We got future headlines at 6:30.
So what? That takes 5 minutes. I say we blow out the future headlines and play the whole Dolan interview for half an hour. That's a mail-it-in Friday.
All right, we're going to get into the Leaf game.
Yes, we have to talk Leafs.
We're tracking the poll question. We're finding some audio for O. We're
training tips for marathons.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot on our plate today.
And some Keswick music.
No, we don't.
And some Keswick music.
No, no. Or some, I want to hear, and I'll tell you why, coming back in from break, some Creed.
Ooh.
All right, we'll play some Creed if we can find some, and we'll hear why. Yeah. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050. This band really is terrible. You're a fan?
A massive fan.
Why?
Didn't that guy get into porn or something?
No, they're like crazy religious.
No, I think he had a little stretch of something going on. What was it? Scott something. I'm going
to
look
this him up. This is a great band, and I was working out today, and you have the opportunity to plug in your iTunes.
Can you take me?
And this guy plugged in his iTunes and started blaring Creed. And we made eye contact.
And you started singing together?
And we did a man nod, which was just like, yes. And we are BFFs right now.
I think his name's Scott Stapp, is it not?
I don't know his
lead
name.
Lead singer of Creed. And I'm going to...
These guys are awesome.
I know they're like really religious. That's why their name is Creed. And like they don't swear. And it's always kind of hidden messages about God and... So he had a bit of a relapse.
I think he had a sex tape or something.
Is that right?
I don't know.
So
I don't want to spread rumors and
I have not heard of that.
Step out of and tarnish his good name if he's got a good name. But for some reason, I thought he was really religious and then fell off the wagon and then went back to it type of thing.
Okay, I haven't heard that. I don't pretend to know a lot about the background of the band.
Yeah.
So how would you feel about Creed if they were the halftime show at your Super Bowl?
Creed and Nickelback. I love them both. Me and the guy were even talking. We're like, why do people hate on those two bands? I love them both.
Well, Creed, no. I guess, man. I'm not
Creed
the biggest fan.
Creed and Nickelback for my halftime show at Super Bowl, I'm in with both feet.
All right.
And I'll be blaring it while I'm doing my marathon, too.
You're going to do a 10K. That's a 40% marathon, right?
It's a run.
It's a
we're
run.
Calling it a marathon. It's
the Overdrive marathon, and I want in on it if we're gonna do it.
Josh tweeting and saying, I played some shows with Scott Stapp.
Okay.
Look up Marlins Will Soar on YouTube. It will make your day.
Nice.
And I don't know what that's all about, but we'll check it out. And
yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate the shout out. All right, Leafs dropping a 2-1 non-thriller in overtime last night.
They were lucky to get a point.
They got a point, and Freddie's back. We'll break that down in 2 minutes.
We are coming in hot all afternoon with Nickelback and Creed on this blessed Friday.
Mail it in Friday. Although you brought the heat. Are we supposed to do that on Fridays?
I just got to keep it together. That segment yesterday, man. Wow.
At 6:30 when
oh,
it went south?
Man.
I did have somebody mention that to me last night, that all went south. Like, what happened?
It might have been my worst ever, right? I was good, too. I was into it.
You were great yesterday. I just, the lean back in the chair.
That was the problem. There was too much flex in that chair. You got way too comfortable.
You got the lean back.
This chair turned into a New Balance shoe and just flexed on me.
You had the lean back and you were gone from the mic.
I was just out of it.
Well, it happens to the
best
of us.
Not like we were deep in.
It happens to me every day.
It's not like we were deep
every
in conversation.
Day.
No, we were talking about Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it was boring.
Did you see the one tweet from a guy saying, you want to talk about how tough Saskatchewan is? Brock Lesnar, I believe, moved there.
I thought he was in Manitoba.
I thought he was
hanging out at the Jets game, and didn't he walk on the Jets?
The logo.
The logo, and I love how no one said anything to Brock.
Yeah.
If Bieber steps on it, someone throws him in a headlock, but if it's Brock, they're like, excuse me, if you want to, could you please, you know, or stand on it, do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Darcy Tucker just texted in and said he loves Creed. Met him in Hawaii.
Wow.
There's a big league move.
Did he chirp Hayes, too?
Well, there's another thing we disagree on. Add that to the list. It just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
If he's a Creed fan, you know I'm not.
That's funny.
Anyway, Freddie Anderson stood on his head last night, played really, really well. And I think Babcock's description of the way the game played out was appropriate. It was a one-sided game the first 30 minutes of the game. The first period, the Blues, it was men against boys. But the Leafs, I thought, were certainly the better team in the third and were pushing and pushing and pushing. And listen, you're not going to win pretty games every single night. Sometimes you need your goaltender to save you. Sometimes you need your goaltender to steal points. We said that yesterday. If Freddie's going to start 25 in the next 30 games, he's going to have to steal five.
Steal five.
Has to happen. And that's a part of the formula. If you want to get in or stay in the race, if you're a bubble team, you gotta lose in overtime or a shootout. That's what happened last night.
Who started for St. Louis Blues in overtime? This is all I want to get into.
Tarasenko.
Laterra and Shattenkirk?
I don't remember the other two. No. All I paid attention to was Tarasenko.
And this isn't the reason. There's like Komarov's a good player. Kadri's a good player. But when I've got Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner on the bench, they're starting my overtime every time because there's been a break, they're rested, and those guys can make things happen out there. And then Bozak can go out there with JVR, and Kadri can go out there with Nylander. And I'm rotating those guys in overtime.
91-34. 22-12. That's who was on the ice for St. Louis. Toronto on the ice, 31, obviously. 43, 44, and 47. So it was Riley, Kadri, and Komarov versus Tarasenko. Jake Allen was net. Shattenkirk.
And 12's Laterra.
Yeah.
Well, and how many times?
It was just a great play by Tarasenko. Nobody could have stopped that. But that's my rotation in overtime.
Matthews
is going with Marner. Bozak's going with JVR. And Nylander's going with Kadri.
I think it's a strange mentality. Like, Babcock, he begins overtime with a conservative mentality.
Why? What the? You're just going for the extra point.
Exactly. You've already banked it. I'm with you. I mean, it's easy to say it now, but it has happened multiple times this year where they have lost three or four times in overtime without even touching the puck. And the only time it's gone the opposite way was against Edmonton. Right. And listen,
That open ice and those guys out there?
Kadri, I'm okay with. He's a skilled player. He can put up points.
That's right. But why Komarov, not Nylander? Why not Nylander?
I wouldn't have Komarov.
And
if you
I'm
have
starting
those guys
every
on,
time with Matthews and Marner because they might end it quickly.
I would too because the argument may be, well, they had a long shift to end the period.
They just
Kadri and Komarov were on the ice to end the third.
No, you're,
so
you're right.
I'm with you, man. I would say get out there on our home ice. You play a checking role if you want, but I'm not going to try to survive a shift until I get my skill guys on the ice.
It's interesting sometimes the thought process because you have Riley, you have Kadri, both of them you have no problem. Komarov was an interesting choice, and if he didn't score, that was a wicked slash. Like that was a slash. He two-handed Tarasenko, almost broke his arm. Like that was a greasy slash by Komarov. You go back and watch the replay on it. He takes a hack at him.
It was still soft defense somehow.
Oh,
so even with that being the case, I don't know what Kadri was thinking he was doing.
Well, he gets shake and baked. Like,
he got shake and baked.
He did because Tarasenko sold it like he was going outside and he stopped on a diamond cut to the middle. That's where Kadri he's crossing over. He got crossed up. And what in basketball they say, break your ankles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Tarasenko did that to Kadri. Like he's an all-world player. And people saying that Freddie should have had that shot, that was a laser beam too. Like, you're lucky to be in overtime because of Anderson anyways. So, stop it with that chat. He stole you a point last night. And if they make the playoffs, I'd look at these last two games. The goaltenders got them 3 out of 4 points. When you're giving up 40 shots a night, whether it's generous or not, you're getting outplayed.
Right, but, you got to apply that to every team. If Florida gets in, I'm sure we can look back and say, well, in November, Luongo made 45 stops.
I'm saying down the stretch, these are important points in a real tough schedule, and they found a way to get a point.
But the thing is about the Leafs, they give up a lot of shots, but they get a lot of shots, too. Like, someone tweeted that out a couple of days ago. I think they're fourth last in the league in terms of giving up shots.
Right.
It's like 37.2 a game, which is a lot of shots.
Yeah.
But they're third in the league in terms of shots for the same number. 37.2.
But
if everything equals out.
I know, but scoring chances, I think they may have had, if they were lucky if they had 10 scoring chances last night.
And that's St. Louis. St. Louis is a very good defensive team. And Babcock said that after the game. He liked the way that they played. That's what he envisions a successful team looking like. They control the play through their defense. They don't give up really any opportunities.
I thought it was a good hockey game. There was ups and downs. For the most part, the Leafs competed.
I thought the third, for sure.
Was good hockey.
There were a lot of back and forth, and who knows, overtime, what are you going to say? They want to draw on Tarasenko, put on a clinic. But, that's what Babcock said after the game, that he liked the fact that his team kept pushing and got better as the game went on, which I think is an appropriate way of defining the way they played.
Right.
And now you date back to last Friday, and I know I've brought it up multiple times this week, but after they lost 3 in a row in regulation, the sky was falling. Mm-hmm. People were freaking out. And I said, let's wait 8 days because they got five games over the next eight days, and they're all games in which they can win or certainly get points. They've played 4-6. They're 2-0-2. They get 6 of a possible 8 points. That's pretty good. That'll get you into a playoff spot. You do that the rest of the year, you're in.
Yep.
And Buffalo's in town tomorrow. Buffalo just got beat up pretty badly by Anaheim last night.
Yeah.
You win tomorrow night. That's 8 of 10 points over the course of 8 days.
It's a great segment.
That's a great way to bounce back.
Absolutely.
Right? Buffalo's one of those scary teams, though, man.
Well, you can't take them lightly.
No,
that's the
problem. They can come out and
they
can dummy you. They got some high-end talent that can.
They do, but they can also, like you say, if you play well, you can beat them, but you can't underestimate them. I don't think the Leafs are at a point in their young career for some of these young guys to be underestimating anybody. I think they'll play him. It'll be a good game, but I think, like to your point, Brian, I think the Leafs can end off a real tough stretch here with a lot of points and some positivity.
Do you think Robin Leonard will be taking selfies tomorrow at the ACC?
I don't know.
I think he might lay off the selfies.
I would suggest it's probably in his best interest not to do that.
Yeah, he
Because he had the meltdown and
he's
it went south on him.
He's got to worry about just stopping pucks. That's the one thing. There's another guy who's trying to establish himself as a starter every night in the league. It's tougher to do than people think. Jake Allen made a couple real nice saves last night, but wasn't that tested. But since the change, they've stabilized a little bit. And that team, that St. Louis team's a talented team. They've got a tighter system. They've got some players that could play within it. They're a pretty solid team.
That Tarasenko just looks like he's loving life without hitch. Every goal celebration, he must be just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, yeah, he's... But it'd be interesting, like Chaser said yesterday, different look. Coach wants to hold him a little bit more accountable in certain areas. I think it's like anything, new relationship. Guy's probably on his best behavior and wants to earn it for the coach.
Well, he's capable of doing great things on the ice. He's a really, really talented guy. Grick Reiner coming up. Ray just after 5. Future headlines later in the afternoon.
And a shout-out to my man, Darian Ekblad. He's a lover of Creed. And...
I saw it, the Nickelback.
And Nickelback. Mm-hmm. I think it the guy looks like Aaron Ekblad. It's got to be his brother.
You think so?
What's his name?
Darian Ekblad.
He kind of does look like...
Yeah. It's Ekblad's brother. He's in it.
Yeah, it is.
Fan of the show. Friend of the show.
I just had a good chat with his brother the other day in Florida. Man, that kid's unreal. Like, he's a good person, too.
His bar playing South Beach really all right.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to share on air.
He must have a Rolodex.
Who, Aaron?
Oh.
Good looking
guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Guaranteed. Wow.
Guaranteed he's probably got a Rolodex.
He does the Jeter routine, and you know what I mean.
All right, Ray in about 20. Alex Anthopoulos at 6. Larry King and Alex will be sitting down for a conversation.
I'm leaving the studio.
And future headlines at 6:30. This is Overdrive TSN 1050. My afternoon with this stuff.
Why?
I just
keep looking
really,
at me.
Well, because I know you're a fan too. I think
I
there's
just,
a lot of. Like,
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this Scott
much
Stapp
work
story.
I've done over the years with this song at Last Call.
Just chipping away.
God, would I get to
now,
work?
Now I was sent an article.
Arms wide open.
Rock blames Stapp for sex tape release. So I think Stapp's involved in some. Can't open the link, but
be
I think
careful.
There's something going on there.
All right. Well, keep sending us your Creed tweets. I mean, Peter tweeting and saying he's seen Creed 4 times.
Attaboy, Petey.
And they are outstanding each time.
I'll go to a Creed concert all day.
Well, either way.
Michael tweeting and saying, my first date with my wife was a Creed concert. Set the tone for the whole relationship.
Chipped away.
I guess, man. Anyway. You guys ready to hit the Grick Reiner?
Yeah.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
I'm going with the cheerleader that fell on her head.
She's a grinder.
Mm-hmm. She's a grinder. Not the guy who dumped her on her head again. He's the Daily Dope.
We should play that Bodyguard song by...
Whitney Houston. Kevin Costner.
Total hero move. The guy was trying to get on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And instead he got on the top 10 bozos.
He's an anti-star.
Yeah.
That guy, but she is the grit grinder.
Okay. Oh, who you got?
I'm going to go with Morgan Riley. I thought he grit grinded last night, his best game since the injury.
I'll go with Freddie Anderson. Mm-hmm. Had himself a great game last night. And Mitch Marner, who blocked that shot, I was getting... like queasy watching.
I threw up in my mouth.
Oh, I thought he took it right off the face. And then
face.
Luckily, it got him in the arm. I'll bet you his bruise today would just be outrageous. And shout out to whoever this is texting in from Saskatchewan saying, can you give my grandpa a grit grinder shout out? He's 97 today and he's lived in Saskatchewan his whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, we can do that.
What's his name?
He didn't give his name.
Grandpa from Saskatchewan.
The grandpa, grit grinder, 97. From Saskatchewan. He was in the Army. Love it. Thanks.
Yeah, he's a great grinder.
Ray Anthopoulos, future headlines still to come. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050.